Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February the 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 0.75 cents at 4.35, March wheat down 8.25 cents at 5.93 3/4, and March beans up 4.25 cents at 11.93. We did have a sale this morning, 200,000 metric tons of corn to Colombia. Weekly export sales were light on the week on the wheat. They were 386. Corn was a good number, 1.22 million metric tons. Japan and Mexico, the two biggest buyers, plus 341,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. That could be China. The beans, a total of 350, well under expectations there. But CONAB came out with their forecast, 149.4 on the beans. That's against 155.3 last month. So that's a pretty friendly number out here. Corn number 113.7, that's down from 117.6. The USDA is expecting 153 on the beans and 124 on the corn. Stats Canada came out, seemed a little bit friendly on the wheat, but the wheat broke and it was down, so apparently it wasn't taken too well. The corn did make a new contract low overnight. We would need to close over 439.5. To be a key reversal today. But that's certainly possible on a report day. We'll get the USDA at 11 o'clock. We're looking for the corn carryout to be down about 28 million, beans up by 2 million, wheat up by 1 million. The world stocks down 1.12 on the corn, the beans down about 1.7 to 112.9. The wheat just 100,000 higher at 260.1. So we'll see what the reports come out with, but the beans from CONAB was a little bit friendly. Looks like Stats Canada was a little bit on the lower side. Now, I'm not sure, you know, we could have a knee-jerk reaction lower on any of these reports today. I would like to think that the funds would start covering out here. I mean, they're short on 295,000 contracts of corn. That's about as much as I can ever remember them having out here. They're short 120,000 beans, short 42 oil, short 24 meal, short 70 wheat. So the reports, and I suppose, could come out bearish, but hopefully we'll see a bullish reaction by the end of the day. We've got the crude oil up a dollar. That'll help a little bit. We've got the U.S. dollar down, the U.S. dollar is up 32 ticks. That'll have a little bit of a negative impact. The outside markets, silver's down a little bit. Gold's down 13 bucks. Dow Jones looks to open up maybe 30 or 40 higher. That's really about it. Well, we'll see what the reports are at 11 o'clock. Have a good day.